And joined right now by John Settle, running backs coach for the Browns. And first of all, John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Vic. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And I want to start with this. This really is not your first time with the Browns. You were here in a previous stint. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's, you hear the term, your career going full circle. And I'm proud to say that mine has done that. I started out here in 95 with Coach Belichick and that staff, and came in as a quality control coach on our special teams and coached the running backs here at that time. As a young guy, just finished playing.
Right.
And so it was a way for me to get my foot in the door and learn from some great coaches. And now, 20 years later, here I am again.
What do you remember from that time? And as far as the learning process, what did you take away from that?
Took a lot of hours. It takes a lot of work to be good at this job. You have to pour yourself into it. It's just like playing the game. I think football is a very unforgiving game, and you get out of it what you put into it. And the same goes with coaching. If you invest in it and work at it, you can move up the ranks and have an opportunity to stay at this in this. Profession for a long time.
Right, and you are a former player, of course, a running back for the Falcons, signed by them as an undrafted free agent after the 87 NFL draft. And in playing for them, and you played for the Falcons, you played for the Washington Redskins as well, Falcons 87 and 90, Redskins 91 and 92. Did you know during the course of your playing career that you were destined to be a coach, or was that something that just kind of came up after you stopped playing and say, okay, what do I do now?
Well, no, I went into it with the mindset that I wanted to coach when I got out of it. I had a position coach by the name of Steve Crosby when I was a rookie. And I remember he went around the room and asked us, what do you want to do when you finish playing the game? And I looked at him and said, I want to do what you're doing. And it was fortunate that he remembered that 6-7 years later, and that's how I broke into coaching. He was the offensive coordinator here,
right?
And called me in to be the quality control coach.
And what about coaching appealed to you? Why did you feel it was your calling after playing?
I like the idea of matching wits. I could never really learn how to play chess. So this was the next best thing in my mind to it, yeah. Trying to figure out what the defense is going to do, how you can take that away, how you can attack defenses. That kind of appealed to me as a player, studying the game, trying to just figure out what they're trying to do. And as a position coach, you kind of get the opportunity to shape some guys, to bring some guys along, hopefully, we don't win some ball games. I'm all about winning.
And I think seems to be a pattern just in the many years I've been around this league. Guys who haven't had it come so naturally to them, who have had to work harder to make their careers. And, you made yourself into a Pro Bowler playing for the Falcons, but you come from a smaller school, Appalachian State, and you're not drafted. And you're working a little bit harder, I would think, than maybe the so-called more gifted guy who's picked in the top of the round or whatever, or top of the draft, that type of thing. And through that, you're studying more. Your head's into it more. Therefore, it made you maybe more natural to take what you've learned from that and apply it to coaching. Is that a fair assessment?
I agree with that 100%. And that's the way I looked at it, coming out of a small school, 1AA. Having put up some decent numbers, but never really given a chance by a lot of teams to say that you're good enough to play. I think that, along with the fact for myself, growing up on a farm at an early age, right. I think you develop a work ethic, and then for me, I was able just to continue that work ethic that I developed as a young boy, and it just carried me through. So when I got into the situation in the NFL of trying to make a roster, for me it wasn't no big deal to go out and study extra. I learned all three positions. Some guys struggled to learn one, so that kind of gave me an edge. So I was always trying to do the things that I felt could give it an advantage.
Sure. John Settle, Browns running backs coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you spent a great deal of time coaching at the collegiate level, 8 seasons at Fresno State. You also coached at Wisconsin, and it seemed like those experiences were defining for you to not only learn your craft, but to really mold and develop some pretty good running backs.
Yes, going back to college was really something that I didn't want to do at the time. Hmm. And I just happened to be working with Ozzie Newsome with the Ravens, and he gave me some good advice to, hey, go back to college ball if you have to, develop as a coach, develop some players, prove that you can teach, that you can learn as a coach, and the volume of things are not going to bother you. So that's probably the best advice that I got at that time as a young coach to go in, to go back and be able to have my group of guys and to try to mold some guys and bring them along. And fortunately, it worked out for me.
Yeah, you're looking at the numbers, P.J. Hill and John Clay, James White. I mean, there was some great production, and this stat is impressive that the group of running backs averaged more than 200 rushing yards per game in each of your last 4 seasons there. Wow. I mean, that's
a lot goes into that. I mean,
yeah.
You got to have some guys up front, too.
Right. No, I know it's not just the backs, but and that's the other thing. So in learning that and what you apply to the NFL is the whole big picture of the running game, which is backs and the O-line.
Right, yes, sir. And I've had an opportunity to come back and work with John Matsko in Carolina with the Panthers. Just when you think you have a good grasp of what it is, what it takes, you learn something else. And that's what I like about this game. You have to stay green. I call it staying green. That way you can grow. And meeting Coach Matsko, I was able to learn a lot of football in 2 years, and we met together as groups, as the running backs and the offensive line met a lot. And so being in those meetings with him, you still see where you can develop as a coach and where you can get better.
And really your biggest breakthrough as a pro coach so far would be with the Carolina Panthers, right? I mean, that was kind of a catapulting thing to leading you here. And certainly Rob Chudzinski was there as offensive coordinator, and that's where the two of you guys got to know each other well.
Right, yes, sir. And I think we're kind of running the same system, so to speak, and so having a background in that. The interesting thing was that I played in this system with the Redskins when it wasn't as complex, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Back with Coach Gibbs and those guys. And so having a little background in it and then being reintroduced to it in the last couple of years kind of, I guess, helped bring about the an impact that can be very explosive at times. I mean, offense that can be very explosive at times. And here we have the guys to do it.
I was just going to say, you come here with a guy like Trent Richardson in the backfield. That has to light you up a little bit just to know that you get a chance to coach a guy like that.
That excites me. And you know, the fact that he's a young guy, you get an opportunity to come in and work with him and help mold him a little bit. And then not only Trent, but you're talking about Mario Hardesty. Montario Hardesty, who I faced in a bowl game, at Wisconsin, so I know what he can do. So, just having those two guys already here, you get kind of excited.
Sure. And you know what has to be exciting for them, I think, is they look at you and Coach Chudzinski as being part of this Carolina team and your first season there, your first season there, 2011, right? They're setting an NFL record as the first club in NFL history to have 3 700-yard rushers. Now, I know one of those guys was the quarterback, Cam Newton, but still, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, there were two backs who were part of this thing. Williams had 836 yards, Stewart 761. I'm thinking that if I'm a back as part of a group here and you and Coach Chudzinski were part of that, that's got to feel good.
Well, you like to run the ball. I think you can set up a lot of things by running football. I think you have to when you're talking about being balanced, I think you just being able to run the ball when you have to at times, it's not always being 50-50 pass run. I think sometimes you have to run the ball when the defense knows you're going to run it. So kind of our mentality in the past has been to, if it's there, if we need to do it, call it, let's make it happen. And I've had running backs, in the past and with that team that had that mindset that if I get the ball, You know, it's kind of you call it, we haul it type,
sure.
type mentality. So I'm hoping that these guys here, feel the same way. I know they're going to get the ball in their hands, and it's all about production. We got to produce.
And do you, in speaking of that, because you've produced as a player, do you feel that that works for you as something you use in your coaching, that the players know, hey, this guy's been there and done it. He's been in the league and he's had it. Do you incorporate that in your coaching?
I think that carries you a little way, but I think the player wants to know what you can do for them to make their career better, help them along. And I think once they understand that you can help them, the fact that you have sat in their seat before, you have a little knowledge, I think that carries a little weight, but I still think that when it's all said and done, they want to know what you can do to help them.
Great. John, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Vic. Thanks.
He is John Settle, the running backs coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.